in Estonia, and giving some samples, and also there is a short myself who I am, working with information and technology systems already quite long time, and was acting in different areas in Estonia. Competencies, yes, I was working with different state registries, including health type of registries, birth and death data, cancer, abortion, and so on, related with health. Also, citizenship and migration systems, personal identity, border control, and also visa system, included Schengen visa systems. Currently, I am acting as a project manager of X-Road in State Information Agency, belonging to Ministry of Economy and Communication. But there I am working only 3 months right now, so I'm pretty novice. Well, since already 35 years on same industry, then I hope to say nothing too wrong here. Well, why we do this in Estonia? It's all about money. Those of you who were joining the plenary session before on another room heard a lot of good and right words and terms from European institutions, why we need to look at digitalization and how it saves our lives and how it is cheaper and more efficient and so on. The same was in Estonia. Good things happen under pressure. If there is economy going down and you need to save money, then you look opportunities, and one of those opportunities is digitalization and going to use e-services. And for sure, this cost reduction must be done without damaging business itself. The business or state has to run still. Well, short background of Estonia. This is just a small, but we believe open economy in northern Europe, quite cold, but today's weather is similar as here in Rome. So population is just about 1 million people, and compared with some more neighbors and with Italy, it is relatively small. But how to run country with a small population, tiny economy, and nearly no natural resources? So around 20 years ago, there was focusing into e-government. For sure, they are complex services in complex world. But we believe also, right now, we believe all this e-government has a strong impact into democracy as a kind of feedback. So there is a lot of trust right now in Estonia, how citizens are trusting e-government and using it daily and do not worry too much about what can bad happen, or they do not worry that state is looking over them and finding out where anyone moves, but we citizens get all this as a good thing. So this is a simple meta-architecture. as we formed it in Estonia. Well, main focus is on citizens, officials, and enterprises. How do they get services? And so services are divided into three layers. We think that this is manageable according to this. The first is electronic identity, which is kind of most important. Also, we divide there what are the delivery channels, web or mobile or interagency, machine to machine or whatever, kind of what are the delivery channels. Then it comes integration between systems. I will give you a few samples on the end. And for sure, all the software on those previous layers has to be run on some hardware, on some network infrastructure. This is as well important. And all state agencies we look as kind of containers of information. They are kind of individual information systems who are then changing the information between agencies using those previous layers. What is that we ended up building and using all this? First, the electronic identity layer. I tried to say in my words a few most important things I feel it as it is. First, state, Estonia government delivers to everyone us identity card with my picture, and this is mandatory to have everyone, just mandatory. There was in beginning long discussions why we get it. I would like passport or in another format, but it said mandatory. Also, for identity, there is pretty well developed this mobile identity. I have the same chip, not the same exactly, but those authentication and sign certificates in my SIM card here as well. So I can authenticate and sign documents using my mobile phone as well. Pretty important is that we managed to get commercial banks to work together with citizens and state. And the banks, in the beginning, they offered authentication systems based on everything what we have right now, but they offered this to government and citizens as well. Just going to online banking and you are authenticated and you can go from internet bank to government services using the same authentication schema. Well, the ID card has my ID code and picture here. There is nothing too much more electronic information on it, but also this authentication and signing certificates. If I sign any document electronically, then it is equivalent or equal to handwritten sign, and this is compulsory for state agencies to get my electronically signed documents as similar as I was appeared there by myself. By average, Estonian citizens give 2 to 3 signatures every month. This is by average, this 1 million, which means kind of 2.5 million digital signs every month. Delivery channels. Web is the main, mostly and widely used. Mobile, using mobile as a channel to use the services is not there yet. We see a lot of security issues with mobiles. How to be sure that that this mobile is used by right person is one thing, but another is just limitations of the screen size. You cannot fill tax forms too easily on this. But still, this year, 96% of personal tax returns were filled in electronic forms, and this year, first year, also the mobile version was in use. State was collecting all my incomes and taxes from different organizations themselves, and I had just to accept, yes, just one button to push in mobile that, yes, I accept, this is correct information, please send my tax form to state agency. Simple as that. There is cataloging system what all those services are in Estonia, but the centralization itself is pretty low. People are going to use that agency what they want, and there is not too much effort to put all together to citizen right now. Still, there exists portal for citizens, but we are going to rebuild it. Well, integration layer, the X-Road, what I am talking about, is actually distributed enterprise service bus. This is secure channel to exchange information between agency. This is designed by secure. Communication there happens peer-to-peer, like agency-to-agency. And for governmental organizations, use of X-Road is, again, mandatory. There is no option they can get any money from state to build just their own system. They have to use X-Road. There is a system of security service on each agency and central security service, which is actually acting as discovery point or discovery service, what is saying to all other agencies what services exist. But this is, everything is in machine format. And registration of every new public information into this system is, again, mandatory. Infrastructure layer, I don't want to talk too much about this. This is mostly dispersed. Virtualization is used a lot. There are ideas how to provide to agencies kind of state cloud system so they can put their hardware and software into state-owned server room. But these are currently just ideas. There are kind of obstacles as well of this centralization. This means there will be kind of single points to crush, and it might happen the state is not working after that. But, well, there are initiatives. Now, what are the X-Road requirements to securely exchange the data? Already said that all data exchange of governmental agencies must follow this X-Road requirements. There is authentication that every agency is sure that they use correct data, that this comes from correct organization. The data must be, the integrity must be managed there, and no third party can access or manipulate with this data while it is exchanged. And the data also must remain confidential, that no one can see also what kind of data is behind there. we add currently we add some new features there, but these are kind of service-based features, like when the state agencies have personal data of everyone from me, then I can log into the system using this my card and first see what data state has about me. Who are my children? Where is my car? What property I have? Where I do work? How much salary I pay, and so on. How much taxes I pay, and so on. But also, what I see, I will see every case when any state authorities used or was looking into my data. And I can ask from them, why the hell did you look my data? What was the need? So this is kind of building kind of public trust, or because of this is available, the state authorities or any person cannot misuse my data. It is immediately seen by me, and I can ask why. And then they have to explain it. This is what we build right now. There are a few samples already available, but more and more will come. Estonia as a country, we do not convert paper services into e-services, but we like to say that Estonia is a set of e-services already. For sure, those aspects already said a long time and many time, data is only once there, duplications are prohibited. We do not have a single super database anywhere, but instead we have different agencies, everyone having own data. State is not giving out money for those agencies who are not following all those principles. And yes, unbelievably, there is a trust of citizens to e-government, and many new things we build on this trust. But this means also that, because state is e-services and the trust must be maintained, then a lot of security issues also must look over, and citizenship must be aware what kind of security attacks might be and how to avoid them. So a lot of security awareness also by just by citizens. What is, well, source code of X-Road is open source. Everyone can download, install, and set up his own country. There are a lot of opportunities we look right now. The first thing is ADAS regulation. I hope you all know. We build those international cooperation and X-Road federations currently ongoing with Finland. We try to have less dependencies on central points. I mean, if something happens in one agency, then other system can still run. As I mentioned, tax declarations first time this year was able to push just a button and send over mobile. The blockchain technology was not widely used yet, but we are looking seriously what good can be get from there. We are looking for those clouds, data embassies, how to divide our state into different locations. And we are trying to publish open data where it is possible every time. Well, as I promised, there will be also video, just more professional video, what I said, and Here it comes.
Running a modern state is a data-centered endeavor. Ensuring the functioning of the state requires administering very large quantities of data. Estonia lacks a centralized or master database. Data is stored where it is created. Each agency administers its own data separately, and data is not duplicated. At the same time, state authorities and agencies need data outside their purviews in order to function. For example, the police constantly require information from the population register. Likewise, the unemployment insurance fund depends on information from the health information system. How can authorities securely exchange important data? First, the data must be easily accessible by the authorities that are authorized to use it. Second, the integrity of the data must be maintained. No third party should be able to make any changes to the data while it is in transit. Third, the data must remain confidential during its journey. It must be protected from the eyes of unauthorized parties. The X-Road is a data exchange platform that fulfills all three of these requirements. The X-Road makes life simpler for both the state and the citizens. For example, when a child is born, information about the birth is sent directly from the hospital to the population register. From there, it is sent automatically to the health insurance fund so that the child will have health insurance and a family physician. This prevents the creation of excessive paperwork and saves time. The state functions in the background. The X-Road helps authorities make work processes more convenient. Many activities can be automated, which frees employees to deal with matters that require human involvement. Authorities also don't have to worry about the authenticity of data. They can be confident that data received from the tax board definitely originated from the actual tax board. Additionally, the X-Road can be used regardless of what technology an authority uses. For the state, the X-Road, above all, makes it possible for authorities to efficiently exchange data among themselves. Sensitive information moves securely, and the system itself is so resilient that it cannot be easily brought down by those with malicious intentions. Since the birth of X-Road in 2001, the system has operated continuously without interruption. The X-Road helps the state see the big picture of how different authorities are connected to one another. In addition, the X-Road makes it possible to exchange data not only within the country, but also across national borders. That is, of course, if databases and information systems are working properly. The biggest beneficiaries of the X-Road are, of course, the citizens. They enjoy the benefits of a better functioning state and save all of the time they would otherwise spend submitting papers and forms. How much time? During the time it took you to watch this animation, the X-Road saved around 240 working hours in Estonia. Cool.
Thank you for watching this 3-minute video. As said, in Estonia we saved 240 hours within this time. Thank you. let me, there is one more link, just I tried to open, which is we provided. What is this? No, yeah, okay. This is more or less kind of online fact sheet showing how many requests through the X-Road is done, how much there was done last month, last year, and from the beginning. And also there are kind of calculations that doing some assumptions last year, using of X-Road saved us nearly 2,000 years of working time. There is used assumptions that 1 million people are using, but in one third cases, 15 minutes is saved. Just a calculation, such kind. And well, thank you very much. Yeah.